Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This computer. Welcome to a special episode of Behind the Anvil. Today we are joined with the co-host of WB Creates, Brad and Kevin. This episode we're going to talk about the current events and how we can take this negativity and forge a positive. Not only for ourselves, but our family, our community, our nation, and the world. Kevin?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's fun to be back on podcasting a little bit since Double B kind of went back on hiatus. So I'm excited.
Brad? As he's chewing.
I'm excited. I'm doing good. I'm gonna podcast a little bit, have a little lunch at the same time, talk about some current events. So I think it'll be a good time.
So, I've kind of been thinking on while I was stacking hay this morning and everything that's been going on since I guess it's been a week today,
It's been a week
today
and a day.
Yep, today.
8 days.
Wow.
8 days.
It's kind of like one of those turning points of where you were, what you were doing, kind of moment. Now, when they first said it on the radio, I was listening. I wasn't 100%. The name sounded familiar. Recall. Got home, pulled up the phone. Charlie Kurt. All right, now who I'm talking about? And about that time, the video showed up of the assassination, and we're going to call that murder, assassination, all in one. Folks, if we're going to be kind of getting some deep subject on this, this is probably not for small ears. We will try to keep the language family friendly, but this is very passionate. I consider myself a man of faith. And we'll get into that a little bit more on everybody else, but that's a video I wish I could unsee. I wish I wouldn't open that up. I was trying to figure out what was going on and everything else. And unfortunately, the algorithm kind of pulled that to the first thing I saw. So, Brad?
Yeah, I wish outside of some of my friends weren't naive. And I say that in the best of ways. I'm not trying to be like derogatory to my friends. They're great friends. But my big problem with what happened is I had to explain it so many times, and explain what happened and talk about it that, I mean, I got really fired up. I was starting to, I mean, I walked away from a life that I lived before now for a very good reason. And I didn't want to enter that life back in, and talking about what happened was maddening and wanted me to go back to that life. And, it's hard to explain to somebody that doesn't understand that not everybody's a good person. Not everybody's going to be kind and nice. Not everybody is going to have the same values as your own. Not everybody is going to be accepting, regardless of your viewpoints. It was a rough couple of days.
Kevin.
I immediately got a text from a family member that said, hey, this event which I actually truly wanted to attend. I was going to get tickets, and then I realized it was the same day I was going under the knife, so I was not able to, which now was probably a blessing in disguise, because I am one person that very much believes in the ABC. Always be carrying. And it's something to me, like, I don't like being around people all that much. And I know with kind of the topic and everything else, the subject matter, something like this was going to happen, and he knew it as well. So that's not the type of event I would have showed up to unarmed. Not saying I would have been smart enough to go around the building and find him when he jumped off and ran by any
Right.
means. But I'm really grateful that I scheduled everything that I had going on at the same time so that I wasn't there. Part of me knows, like, they had so much security and everything else and stuff like that, but I mean, obviously none of them found them either, and they're all trained. So when it happened, I got that text and I was like, wait, what? And then Brad was like, I just saw the video and I wish I could unsee it. And I was like, do not send that to me. And he didn't. And then my wife did. So I watched it and I was like, oh goodness. And I thought the exact same thing Brad did. I was like, this is going to be a historically miraculous recovery if he can pull through. I was 98% sure no. And it's funny enough, like, it was like 2 days ago. I was looking through my memories on social media, and I actually have followed Charlie for a long time. It was a year ago. I posted something. It was one of the videos at one of his events, and I was like, are people really truly this dumb? Because somebody that was trying to debate him, and I'll tell you about the video. It was I think he was a little Asian guy. He said, do you think that it's fair that cows have to be, I'll just say the R word. You guys get where I'm going. He says, do you think it's fair that cows have to be R'd in order to produce milk? They don't. Do you not understand how dairy cows operate? Are you that really seriously? Come on. It just cracked me up. But no, it's something that it hit me really hard, and I went completely silent for like 3 days. And then I broke my silence because it pisses me off that there's so many companies out there that do merchandise and other shit like that. Sorry, stuff like that. And they're sitting here making all of this merchandise, and then they go and put it out and market it, and now they're trying to profit off of this event. And that to me is not okay. And then on top of that, you've got all of the conspiracy theorists that are like, oh, this doesn't line up. This doesn't line up. Give me a timeline. Okay, well, I understand, like, you're in disbelief. Just accept, leave all of that alone and just accept the fact that we lost an innocent life. And don't sit here and mock him like a ding dong online and look stupid and get fired like Jimmy Kimmel. Stupid. But
Well, that was coming. That was, sorry, Kevin. That was coming to a point at some
that
point anyway. His
was going to come
ratings.
to a head regardless because he's a
Yes.
dummy. But so what I did is, I'm a very firm believer that you can sit here and post and you can say and all of this, have fun doing that. But if you're not actually sitting here doing something, you're doing nothing. You can post your opinions online. You can whatever. Like, we have the world at our fingertips, right? Can I talk about my mission?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you
Okay.
can.
So what I did was I turned around and said, you know what? The Democrats of our county, I'm not going to say where, posted a billboard because we kind of butt heads, all of us, and they put one up with a donkey and it says, we're not going anywhere. That's fine. Like, you guys have a welcome place. Just don't be dumb. And so I was thinking about him and his family. And then I was like, wait, if they can go and post a billboard, why can't I? And so we've got one going up here in Sevier County. Mike's actually in the same group. And it's going up quick. But to me, like, if you do something, that's a heck of a lot more rewarding as a person to actually take action, because actions speak louder than words. Words are words. Woohoo. Get over it. If you're not gonna do anything about it, shut up.
Well, I think also there's a lot of people that want to have their.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
2 cents out there, but your 2 cents ain't worth it if it's incorrect information.
Correct.
Oh, that was the thing I forgot to mention, is
No, go
I saw
ahead.
so many posts that were like, oh, so and so celebrity all of a sudden after this event decided that they're gonna ensure that the Kirk family and Erica and the kids are completely taken care of, and all of it. And it's all fake nonsense, crap posts that are not true, but they're bringing other people's names into it.
Well,
Stop.
I think they're trying to bring other people's names into it to try to dilute not only the name, but also dilute what happened.
That's exactly what's happening.
And also and dilute Charlie's message as well. Not saying those other assassinations, and I'm calling them like the ones up in Minnesota, that's what they were. But that's in that state. That needs to be handled on that state level, just like this is being handled in our state.
Correct.
And we've seen situations like this, you know, with the school shootings. Unfortunately, there was a school shooting the same time
In Colorado.
in Colorado. Unfortunately, yes, that there's only so much our brains can handle and focus at one time. We'd love to be able to just talk about everything. But you
Yep.
literally cannot. The mental health strain of that would be horrific, in my opinion. And I know, Kevin, you said you felt it, and you, Brad, you said you felt it. That it's weird to have that. And when I say backyard, I mean our backyard is our state. That's our home. From the top of the north end of state, south end of state, and everywhere in between. Yes, it's kind of, you know, Colorado next door to, and I feel for the folks and the families on that shooting in the Colorado, folks in Minnesota, but that's up there. And I'm not trying to be tribalism or anything else. It's part of our nation that's Americans. But it's just, it's like, shit, this happened in Utah?
My
And.
biggest thing right now, like, even with my project that's going on, and there's more to it, and I'm not gonna dive into that, but I do tend to do the same thing. I'm like, oh, that was over in Florida. That really sucks. Like, I feel bad for him and everything else. But this, to me, happened in my backyard. And it just hit different, I think, partially because of that. I think if this would have happened in New York or something like that, it still would have affected me the same way because of who it was, and the way that I admired the individual. But on the flip side of that, I mean, there's so much hatred going on right now that so many people are like, oh, let's celebrate. We accomplished whatever. And I think the world really, truly, a week ago did a 180. And I don't have a nicer way to put that. It did a 180. And now actions are having consequences. And I'm truly sickened to my core that so many people have so much hatred. And you
Even here
can
locally.
dislike a person. That doesn't mean you can go out and assassinate them. If I disagree with you, I'm happy to have an open dialogue or something to that effect, like even a debate if you want to get that far. But I would never in my life take a life from somebody else or their family and then affect my entire family. Can you imagine how his parents feel over a simple opinion, a disagreement? I want all of us to actually come together. Like the hatred and the left versus the right and everything else is so frustrating. I really, truly, I know there's a way that we can all work together for the greater good. I really do. I just don't know how.
Well, I'd have to say how would be the Charlie Kirk way. Have that conversation, regardless of how difficult it is. Sit down at the table. And I keep hearing everybody, everybody's like, well, so much free speech. I lost my job because people are literally signaling, cheering for his death. It's disgusting. It really is.
Yes,
Well, the thing
absolutely.
is, what people, and we need to bring, we're going to bring this civics lesson up real quick about free speech and the First Amendment. The First Amendment was written and designed to protect the citizens from its own government. So you can go out and peacefully, again, peacefully assemble and petition your government of grievances that you shall not be jailed, prisoned, beat up by the government. Now, in pub and private, in your work zone, your home, putting it on your own stupid little Facebook, you are not, I got a word here, I'm sorry, it stuck there, but you are not free from the consequences of your actions, whether it's speech, physical, whatever you do, that is in the negative, that is horrendously disgusting. Disgusting in this world, not just mainly in this country, but in this world. You have personal responsibility to yourself and to others, your family, your children, your community, your neighborhood, to be a decent person. And it's not that damn hard. But do the sit there and cheer the fact that a man was shot in cold-blooded just because he had a different opinion of somebody else. Now, did I agree with a lot, 100% with Charlie? No, nobody can agree with anybody 100%. But does not give you the right to get on there on your stupid little phone and cheer for it and not face some kind of consequences. All of us, when especially when it comes to employment, all of us, pretty much in your employee contract, has a morals clause.
Correct.
That is a violation. If I had somebody working for my company that did that and I found out about it, I would disassociate with you so fast. You'd have your last check within an hour. That is not me. If you're working for me, you're going to work and you work for my shop, you represent the shop values. And so again, the First Amendment is written and put in, and I believe divinely inspired by God to protect the citizen from the government, being to imprison them for free speech, to peacefully assemble for grievances against the citizen.
So
Sorry, I better. I'm gonna, Brad, take over. I'm gonna get a little.
I think the big thing is, the First Amendment is freedom of religion, speech, press, and people forget this part and the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's it. Now people go, oh, wow, so much for free speech. No. You could say what you want. You could literally go out and say the most horrendous thing in the world that you want. That doesn't mean you are free from consequences.
Amen. That's the
Like,
word I was
well
looking
said.
for. Thank you.
Very well said.
And my friends, a couple of my friends have asked, and even my wife's like, you haven't really said anything, because I can't. In my contract for work, it specifically states that I can't, so I won't. And it is what it is. People are like, oh, well, you're being complacent. No, I'm following the rules that I have to follow to keep my
That
employment.
you signed on the date of the hire, when you signed all your paperwork, you signed.
Yep,
Is this?
I say weird stuff all the time, but I don't say horrendous stuff. I get on there and mess with people's minds and say, you know what? 70 degrees with the AC on and 70 degrees with the heater on feel completely different.
Yes.
Because it's true.
Yep.
But I don't go on there and spout all this. My wife, she's like, I love my wife to death, but she is one of those girls that
Tread carefully. Yes, tread careful.
is very naive about the world, and hasn't seen what the world can do and what negativity the world can bring. And I am people may think I'm stupid for saying this, but I love that about her. She hasn't seen how dark and mean that this world can be.
God, would that be
Can
nice?
you imagine how beautiful of a life you would live to not have to see and deal and understand what's really going on?
Yeah. And
That's a beautiful thing, and I do the same with my kids. Like, I try to keep them innocent, but I try to raise like respectful. I want them to open doors for ladies. People like
basic manners.
when I go into my wife's place of employment, for example, I go and say hi to everybody that I know there, and I'm like, hi, Miss whoever, hi, Miss whoever, hey, sir. And they all make fun of me because I call them Miss and then their first name. That's a Southern thing, and that I was raised that way. So I don't know why all of the sudden my wife like finally picked up on the fact that I did that. 'Cause I even like my own wife will be sitting there right next to each other. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. How hard is that? Like, that's day one stuff that makes you a respectful person. And obviously there's a million other facets to it, but I mean, come on.
Exactly. So we see everything going on. We see a lot of political bull stein. And I'm trying to, I'm like I said, I'm trying to keep
Bull
it.
plops.
Yes, exactly.
Bullstein. Settle down, sparkle fart.
but I don't know how far back I've been, and I didn't realize. I wish I would have known, and I could go back and thank God for we can go back and listen. I didn't realize he had a radio program. I wish I'd have realized that years ago.
Oh, the show is still,
I found him by
it's
re I found him go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say the show is still very much well alive.
Yes.
They were live this morning on TikTok.
I watched
And the empty chair just breaks my heart.
just hurts.
Go ahead.
I wish I'd have found that earlier. I found Charlie Kirk through social media. Up to last May, I lived alone, so in the evenings I get bored, I thumb through stuff, and believe me, Brad and Kevin can attest, I find some dumb that, and that's another thing. We'll bring that up here in a minute about social media and what I think we should do about for the family. We don't, but I found Charlie Kirk, and I like his, what I admired about Charlie Kirk was his way to articulate a debate, an argument, and come out with facts and that recall. Something I struggle with. I love the debate, but, and you guys, we've had that conversation, we jumped on here and just the talk. And I wish I could articulate like he did. It was awesome. Now, there's some stuff that, yeah, I consider myself was a libertarian conservative, which means to me, maximum freedom for the citizen, small, limited government. Peacefully and fight at the ballot box. No. And that's how I kind of think. Leave me alone. You do you. You want to, if you're, I got gay friends. I think we all kind of have some gay friends. A lot of them just keep it to themselves. Go be you. Don't try to force it on me or my children. I think we're forcing so much shit. I'm going to say that. Sorry. On our children today, they shouldn't have to worry about sex or sexual identity or whatever until they're 18. Once you're 18, go do you, long as you're not interfering with Kevin or Brad or my dog or my horses. Go be you, but be
So,
respectful of others around. Remember, you have freedom, but you have the freedom and freedom of choice and everything in life, but you also have that free, you have to understand there's consequences to that. And I would say a moral. Okay, I'm going to pause here because I lost my train of thought. It was right there. ADHD is fun. Go
yeah,
ahead, Kevin.
you need nicotine in your life. Anyway. Neurotransmitters and all that. Anyway, I was in Moab, Utah, earlier this year, and I had this very, very similar conversation. I have family members who are transgender. Some of my best friends are gay. They're married, they have children, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care. That's your life. That's what you're attracted to. That's you do you. My life philosophy, live and let live. Don't push it on anyone else. That's it.
And
Very simple.
I might not agree with their lifestyle, but that's my thought. And I have no right to go in there and say into their house and shake my finger at them. Now, I
Correct.
may sit down and share a message of the gospel and the message of Christ or whatever. And I think the message of Christ, well, Charlie Kirk spread it right. And to see what happened the next day around the world, I didn't expect that. I expected it here in Utah, within the country, within our country, but I did not expect 20 plus countries on what happened. They peacefully assembled in remembrance of Charlie Kirk in prayer. They figure what, a million plus, up to 3 million people in UK, I think was the biggest one
Yeah, I was like,
in London.
they estimated it was somewhere between like 1 and 2.5 million people in the UK. Let me double check.
There's been a lot of messages, a lot of positive to coming out, and I think it's finally taken over the negative of the internet, of Facebook, of TikTok, all the platforms. I think it's time for parents to really step up and moderate. I've been kind of after my daughter and a little bit here. Hey, let's a little more less screen time. Well, I use it to sleep. I get that, but you can find something else. It's time to parent up and how you're parent, and not be a dick about it, but find the ways, have that conversation with your kid on this. But be a parent. Your kids are not your friend.
That's what I tell mine all the time. I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. And
I
they
love
hate
you.
it. They absolutely hate it when I say that. And I'm like, one day
You'll
you're going to
understand.
be in your 20s or 30s. You're going to get married. You're going to start a family. And you're going to remember the reason why I say some of the stuff I do to them and some of the rules I have, because I'm constantly like, listen to me. I've been here. I've done that. I've been the rounds. I've screwed up myself. Like, I'm not a perfect person by any means of the sense. I try to teach my kids based on my own experience in
Thank
life.
you. I was gonna go with a third if you didn't bring it up. Thank you.
And like, I know, for example, like both of you guys are godly people. You do believe in stuff like I do not. I don't think that there's a higher power or anything like that or anything. But that's something we disagree on. Have we ever fought about it? No. Have we
No,
ever
we make
killed
fun
each
of each
other
other
over it?
privately, though, but that's because we're friends.
have you shot me or me vice versa? No.
No.
We just have differing appearance of
Maybe a wet willy now and
slow down.
then.
Differing views on how the way the world works. And I was very adamant with my wife when we did have kids. I'm not going to force them into a singular religion because there might be something I don't know, but I'm not going to force them to come out and be Christian or LDS or Catholic or what have you. I want them to make that decision for themselves.
And that's what my parents, one thing I think my parents were libertarian long before it was cool or even really kind of considered of, honestly. I went to a Baptist church, went to a Baptist camp. I went to the LDS church. I was baptized LDS. I do agree with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't necessarily care with the mainstream church, mainly the corporate end of it. But I don't sit there and tell my neighbors or the ones that go to it. I've had the missionary show up. I said, "Guys, look, I've got my issues with the church. That's here nor there. Appreciate you stopping by." And we chat for a minute and they go their ways. That's for me.
That's
I'm
it.
not going
That's
to go
all
over to
it
my
takes.
neighbors that go on the corner here that go to church every Sunday. Like, you shouldn't go to church. That's blah, 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 my blah, blah, blah. I mean, we have debates about it. Me and my cousins had a debate. Me and Brad's had debates about it.
Well, I don't think we've had debates. I just think we've had
We talked
conversations.
about it before on a pro on WE Create Some MDK before. We kind of
Yeah, but I
chatted.
mean, a
My thing
debate
is
means that we kind of got a little
that
heated
passionate.
on it. I don't think we really did.
Okay, a conversation. I digress.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Well,
But
and here's the best thing about it, right? Kevin doesn't believe that that's it. That's cool. You have beliefs on other things. I'm LDS. And people are like, "Well, how could you be friends with somebody that doesn't believe, somebody has other thoughts?" And I went,
well, Jesus did.
"Because Jesus did. Jesus talked to everybody."
Yep.
Now, I may not go, "Oh, you're a sinner, Robert." No, screw that. That's how you make people not like you. And
You mean we
I'm
shouldn't go over
kind
to Kevin and pour holy water on him?
of, no,
Oh.
that's mean. I'll kick him into the lake,
You guys could
but.
probably pin me down, but I might enjoy
Oh Lord.
it.
But like my wife always gets mad at me and she goes, "Why do you always call somebody that is LDS that you don't like a Mormon?" I went, "'Cause calling somebody a Mormon that's LDS is derogatory."
Right.
And they're like, "Well, why do you do that?" "'Cause I can't call him a fucking asshole. Sorry." And he's like, "Well, I went, here's the thing. Like, The church is true, people aren't. And that is through any sect that you want to go through. I've had friends that are Lutheran, Southern Baptist, Christian. I know people that are way far left somewhere else. I know people that are in Hindu, some people are in Buddhism. I still hang out with them, still talk with them. Like, so what? I miss, and I say this a lot, as an adult, we constantly live in the wanting state of what we used to have.
I think it really just solely, and let me backtrack really quick. It just comes back to my philosophy, like, you do you, you have fun. I respect what you do. Don't push it on me, right? But I truly think that this world now, don't call me scammer from New York.
I've been having the same thing all day.
Answer, hang up.
Scammer, no scamming.
Swiper, no swiping. You know you're a parent
Right.
when anyway,
And Brad's
I
he's the youngest. He's got the youngest of it all. My youngest 16.
we what I was getting at was we are so trained to be us versus them. And it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
And that includes politics, that includes religion, that includes like people treat the janitor at Walmart like crap, but then they respect the CEO. No, they're still a person. They still have a job. They're doing everything they can. They're supporting a family. Knock it off. Be respectful.
How do we break this? You know, that can brings that to me. It brings a point to my, a thought to my mind, I should say. How do we break this cycle? How do we forge ahead in life? How do we, I guess, carry the torch on for Charlie?
I have an answer for you. Be Charlie Kirk.
Brad?
Continue the mission. Sorry, go ahead.
My personal thought is, don't be a dick. Like, straight up, I am the nicest person that I can be to everybody until you earn me not being nice.
I am the same way. I am the biggest teddy bear ever. If I ever disrespect you, you earned it. You started it.
I will finish it, especially if you touch me or lay hands on me or somebody in my family. I will finish it. But other than
But
that, you know, that's and that kind of ties in the, you know, in the Bible, you know, walk softly but carry a big stick. Walk softly means, hey, go about your business, be respectful, be charitable, but be prepared to basically fight the walls off when if it comes to it.
that's
Brad?
why mine's a little bit different because Bible and everything else, but I teach my kids to be respectful and walk with pride, stand up for what you believe in, but be dangerous at the same time.
But respectful.
If you have to be.
Yeah.
Now I got to backtrack, because the walk softly and carry a big stick is not a biblical term. It
It?
is a nope. It is a Theodore Roosevelt term.
I thought
It's
that came
still
out of a.
good, but
Oh, yes,
here's
you're
my
right. You're right.
thing is, my dad taught me, and I, you know, my father's Marine, is you need to be able to be courteous and kind to everybody, but you also need to be dangerous. Not a threat, dangerous. And I went, well, what does that mean? He goes, unfortunately, people nowadays just think that it's okay to be nice and soft and, oh, somebody else will do it. Okay, cool. But that's how events like these start to happen. You know, you have break-ins, you have people hurting other people. You need to be capable of being dangerous, but also you need to be capable of being nice to everybody. It's the old term of
I like your statement.
be nice to everybody, but have a plan to kill everybody in the room.
I like your
True.
statement a lot, more than mine. I'm actually going to adopt that into my regimen of parenting. Be capable of being dangerous instead of be dangerous.
Yes. I'm going to send you something that I don't know if you guys ever watched that video of that pastor formerly Amish. You've probably seen his videos. I follow him because I like
Oh
his
yeah, the yeah.
something the Brad, would you mind reading that here in a second? You're a better reader than I am. And so is Kevin. I can read it up here just fine, just translating it back out into proper speech. Even drives myself nuts. But he pointed out the fact, 12:23 p.m. was when the time that Charlie Kirk was shot. And it's kind of interesting that somehow that jumped out to this gentleman. I can't think of his name right off top of my head. The Amish pastor. I'm going to call him the Amish pastor. There we go. But Brad, would you read that off?
Hold on, my phone reset. Give me a second.
All right. Kevin, fill in the time for a
Sorry.
second.
It's coming. Hold on.
No,
Shut up.
I'm you told me to open my phone and now I'm reading
Oh.
up on my project that I'm working on, and
Sorry.
it's
Oh.
totally just taking my attention away. I'm so sorry.
So this guy's Amish, and a little backstory. His father and I think him were both quote unquote banished from the Amish lifestyle. And he talks about it, and he goes and he takes care of his father's grave because his father's passed. But he brought this up, and he thought it was a good thing to say. So this is coming from the New Testament. It's John 12, and I'm not sure how far he went.
I think it's John 12, 23, 24, and 25, I think, all together.
So it said, and Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come, the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, I abideth alone, but if it die, I bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hath his life in the world shall keep it unto eternal life." And basically, what he is speaking about is if you are in the works of the Lord, and you pass away, then you'll reclaim eternal life. If you are in the works of the world, then you won't get eternal life. Now, it can be brought apart different ways. I read it differently, but that's just me, and I'm not going to speak on it. But I think a lot of people are reading into this a lot, but I think this is a modern day martyr. We haven't had a martyr in a long time,
I'd
and
say Martin
he
Luther King.
yeah I mean Martin Luther King, did the same thing. He wanted to have a lot of civil liberties. He wanted to fix things. He wanted to make it better. And
And he was willing to have that conversation regard, and he got a hell of a lot worse than what we have today.
Oh yeah.
And if it wasn't for him doing that and that sacrifice that he gave forth with his own body, I think we'd still have that.
Well,
Hopefully. To a point.
I think it would have changed personally. There's a lot of people that say, my civil rights are being trampled on by people and other things. And I think I really infuriate people when I say, okay, which right's being trampled on? Let's fix it. And they can't give me the right or the civil liberty that's being trampled on. And I think the big thing is they want to be able to speak. Cool, speak. I would love you to speak. I really do. But if you're gonna say that your rights are being trampled upon, which one? Let's fix it.
I love that because everybody that does that can't tell you which one. It's called education. And
It's
I want to
something
kind of dive into that a little bit because people, like, I get people coming at me all the time because I own a group on Facebook, right? That's got like 11,000 people. And if I remove something that they put up, a lot of times I get messages straight up. They're like, "You're not giving me my freedom of speech." No, smart guy, you're on social media. Maybe you should research that and understand what the Constitution actually is, says, and protects.
And I'll add to that. When you sign up for your Facebook account, there's a big long thing that we all don't list. We just go down there and click. And in those are the guidelines that we agree to when you click that. Same as driving your driver's license. We had a big event and people were whining that getting pulled over not having mud flaps on. Well, you signed a contract with the state when you got your driver's license to obey the traffic laws.
Yeah, just because you're at the event doesn't mean the second you hit the federal or state highways or roads, you can just not follow the laws.
You know,
It's very simple. This is simple. This is day one stuff. And I don't understand why people cannot understand it.
my grandpa, I mean, he was not a well-educated man, but he was so smart in working with his hands and of life. And he told me one day, because I was trying to decide if I wanted to go to college or not, because me and Kevin have talked about it a lot. If we would have learned how we learned best in middle school, we would have been the smartest people in the world.
Oh God,
But
yes. There's four learning styles, and Brad and I are both the same.
And so my grandpa told me, never confuse education with intelligence. You can have a PhD and still be a complete idiot. Of all ignorance, the ignorance of the educated is most dangerous.
My dad said, my grandpa used to call people who went to college educated fools.
Well, I
Not to
got
be rude or anything. I'm just saying what my, and we're kind of seeing that. Our education system at all levels is broken.
I got into a debacle recently, and the first response that the person sent me was, "Hey, you're the one that went to college. You're the one that's so smart." And that's what they started their argument with. And I was like,
Oh boy.
I'm also a true advocate that if, like, you're not going to be a doctor or something to that, like a surgeon or something to that effect, I'm with Charlie. College is bullshit. I don't have a better way to put it. The entire education system, all the way from the start to the finish, is completely broken, and all they do is brainwash our kids and say, "Oh, if you don't go to college, you're going to have to learn to say, 'Do you want fries with that?' Fuck you. I own a business. I make more than anyone in my entire family. And I don't use anything that I learned in the years that I was in college. I'm in the, like, I don't at all." So, shut up.
Right. Now there's certain things that schooling does help you with. I wish I kind of went into a little bit of business for just a little bit, not the whole thing, a little bit of business management, maybe some marketing courses. Not to get a degree in it, because I'm not going to teach it. If I'm going to teach it, I'd probably you definitely want that degree. And granted, in certain levels in the industry out there,
You want
like
to
in
know a
what
weird
care
fun
the
fact?
go ahead.
You only need a bachelor's degree to be a teacher.
Yep. I think
And
that's
an
what
associate's to be a substitute. And
my dad got a master's in business because he at the work he was at, he had to have that to be a manager. And
that's where I was going with that. Yes.
he laughed about it when he got it because, like, oh, congratulations. And he goes, I don't get why I needed a master's degree because I took four business classes and the rest were all fillers.
Yep.
Why did I need to take these fillers? Like, the one that bothered him the most, and I thought it was hilarious because I would talk to him about it, was religions of the world.
I love that class. That one was fun.
He's like, why do I need to learn about religions of the world to be a good manager? And I was like, well, Dad, just, I don't know. Just,
Well,
do
here's
you
the
think
thing.
so?
I had to take that same course. I need to stop telling people I have degrees. Mine are all in psychology and communication. And I had to take the world religions class. I had to take math, three of them. I had to take science. What the fuck does that have to anything to do with communication and psychology? Nothing. But then you're going to turn around as soon as I finish school and they're going to charge me $75,000.
Exactly where you're, why they
Just
put that.
for a bachelor's degree, because I dropped out of the master's because I got smart and I grew up and I realized how stupid that
So, and
was.
that, thank you for bringing that up because that's going to lead me into my thought here. How do we fix that? I
You
know how to
don't.
fix that. Yes, we can fix it. Well,
We.
we can,
So,
but here's the idea of
there's a way to do it. Yeah.
You're
It's
going
just
down
like
my
the
hole there.
housing market. And unfortunately, it's just like the housing market. You stop going.
Yes,
You
stop
stop
going.
paying for it.
Yep.
And here's the biggest caveat of them all. And I can hear the haters now. Oh, the housing market is exactly where it needs to be. The hell it is. My
No, it's
neighbor
not.
across the damn street from me is selling their house. Three beds, one and a half bath, 1,850 feet. Less than a quarter of an acre, and they want $650,000 for it. 2 years ago, I bought my house that's 2,860 square feet, and I sit on over a third of an acre, and I bought it for $379,000. Still prices all get out because in Kansas, I had a house that was 3,000 square feet and 4 acres of land for $110,000.
Kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And people are like, oh my God, I can't buy a house. Go buy
Oh,
some,
shit.
build a house. Like, land is kind of cheap. I wouldn't buy land in Utah. It's so overinflated. Don't do it. But here's the big thing is if you want to change the prices of things, you stop buying it.
I
Yeah.
agree. Utah's full. Don't come
And we need to quit
here.
subsidizing
Utah is
it.
actually in Idaho. Go north.
We need to let the free market and quit letting the government subsidize it and quit subsidizing these schools and these universities by the tax dollars. There's no reason why my tax dollars should go to those schools.
You know what pisses me off the most?
If you can't compete, you should not exist. If my knife business, if I can't compete on the among the other knife makers out there and give a good product, I shouldn't exist.
You know what frustrates me the most? Our schools are all Title I schools, which means they're government subsidized. Plus, then you go and look at what all of your tax money went to in your county. It's what, 85%, Mike?
I think so.
Goes to the Department of Education. And then your kid goes to school, and these assholes want me to pay money for each class as a registration fee.
I thought we paid
Huh?
that through our taxes, people.
I already paid that through my taxes. I'm paying that now. I've already paid your wages. Why am I still paying for classes?
Well, it's just like I kind of stirred the hornet's nest because I went to a meeting in our county. I won't tell you what
Good.
county, but
As Charlie would say, good, I would think.
I asked the question, how come in four of the major county school districts in our state, we have $3 billion just sitting? We spent $8.5 million on a freaking high school. Why? Why? How come that isn't the freaking coolest, biggest freaking building in the world? It's kind of subpar. I've been through it. It reminds me of Copper Hills circa 2003.
I left that city so freaking fast, there was no way in hell I was going there.
And people got mad about it, but then the auditor started looking at it and they're like, yeah, why are you holding $151 million? Why?
Who's making who's pot? Yeah.
Who is filling whoever's pockets? Like when I lived in Kansas, I found some fraud. I brought it up with the city attorney because I knew the mayor, and the mayor is a piece of poop. And I was like, hey, we're having to rerun these sewer lines, because they're ductile iron, and it's a federal crime to have ductile iron under the water running sewer now. You have to go to PVC. And then I went, okay. I went, so I'm running the PVC because we don't want to pay for someone to do it, but we're paying somebody $125 million over the next 10 years to pave the roads. I don't get it. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I went, where's the money for the pipe coming from? How come the cheapest bid is $151 million? Well, they found out that the number one bid said, hey, you pay me, I'll pay these guys, we'll split the difference. Yeah. I didn't know that I found that out. And then, then I'm glad I moved away from that state because there's a lot of issues. But the
Circle back.
biggest thing is a lot of it is fraud. Like in my
Who?
county, the school district is trying, the county is trying to move money from the auditor's savings so they can't continue to audit the county. That's a
Huh.
federal crime. So what are
Wow.
you hiding?
I do want to just backtrack really quick.
Yes.
When COVID hit and we had kids at home and they had to go online and everything else, I learned very quickly that I am not a teacher and there's no way in hell I'm ever gonna homeschool my kid. Those teachers, unfortunately, get underpaid and they deal with our semen demons every day, and they don't get the credit that they deserve. So I just want to like throw a shout out to them.
To the ones that are worth that. There are some teachers that I.
There's some that suck, and I've had some issues, but there's some that are absolutely incredible. And even though the district and everything else, the whole department is absolutely flipped upside down and broken, these people are the ones on the front line raising our kids, half of the day. if not more. And I do truly, truly appreciate them. I think that they are absolutely heroic.
Agreed. I think the way to help kind of is I hope we can start selecting leaders that'll open up avenues that we can start. People will start, like, maybe Brad decides to start an academy. Have more of a variety of schooling, education in the market. Let the market. I don't know about you guys, but I sure like different types of donut places. I don't, you know.
Well, I think to kind of caveat onto that, in the 90s and even the 80s, they told you that you would literally go nowhere if you didn't go to college. Now, if you look at it, the statistics point that we need people to go to technical college.
Yes.
And
Absolutely.
if you start working a technical job, most of them worth their weight in gold, they'll pay for you to go to technical college. I know multiple electrical outfits out by me that if you start working for them, even on the bottom ring, you get a year into it, they'll start paying for you to start doing your journeyman work. I know plumbers out here that do the same. And I was looking at it, and we are in such a deficit of people that know how to do those trades. I can kind of do HVAC, I can do plumbing, I can do electrical. I don't like to, but I can do it. I got out of that because I wasn't for me. I can do it, but if you're gonna say you need to go to college to be smart and make money, I'm gonna say you're full of it.
That really just dives right back into that interview that Double B creates, myself and Brad did with Dirty. Do you remember him? And he talked about, hey, if you want to get anywhere in life, blue collar, obviously, trade school. Or you're going to sit down at a bar, buy them a beer, and pick their brain. You're going to ask the experts. And that's what I do. Like, I find the best person that I am aware of when I need to know or learn or understand something, and I ask them questions and I sit at their feet.
And I
Yep.
don't think there's enough people that do that.
Exactly. And that's one thing that it was nice about Charlie Kirk. He came out and waved that flag. Hey, let's have this conversation. And that generation that he was speaking to, statistically, I heard the statistic, alcohol sales with that generation are through the floor. I think it's, I'm not sure. God, I heard a number once. Brad, will you? Brad's a plumber.
He's our statistic guy.
Yeah, he's a statistic guy. I think it's more than half the kids of that college education level, high school, drinking for them. Through the floor, not like what we were that age.
No, we were all putting Marines to work to try to keep up.
We were
Thank God we didn't
degenerates.
have cameras then. Thank the Lord.
Oh my
Jeez, yeah.
goodness, I couldn't even imagine.
But Charlie Kirk, he was, I mean, when his videos pop up, I'd pause, I'd watch him, I'd watch him all the way through, even
Same.
if the short ones to the long ones. I would just find myself that when he spoke, and then you can hear me kind of step stuttering. No, he could pull out this fact, this fact, this fact. It's like, God, I wish I had that ability.
I want a round table really quick. Like, my favorite video from him was the one where he said something along the lines of 90% of something. I don't even remember who was trying to argue with him. And he was like, oh, prove that statistic that you just spouted. And the dude next to him pulled it up on Google and showed him his phone. And he said, read that out loud in the microphone. Dead on. No false facts. I don't know if you guys saw that one.
So it says Gen Z drinks less alcohol compared to older generations, with studies showing they consume 20% less than millennials and significantly higher portions of abstaining from alcohol entirely or participating in sober curious movements. This trend is driven by increased health consciousness, greater awareness of alcohol's negative effects, the rise of non-alcoholic social options, and the influence of social media.
And then the seventh reason is cannabis is legal in most states.
Yeah.
And
Well,
with less
that's a
side
whole new
effects.
can of worms, too.
Yeah.
I'm just here to tell you when it became legal, my favorite cereal is Fruity Pebbles, and now they have it with the freaking marshmallows out of the Lucky Charms, and I'm in love.
Yeah. Oh. So, how do we forge forward, guys? I mean, as our individually, our families, what is
Individually
covered?
speaking, I'm doing the billboard. I've got a statue going up, some other stuff, things like that. You guys are fully aware. I just try to, my kids aren't familiar with who he was or what happened or anything like that. I kind of keep them in the dark in certain topics and stuff like that. But just moving forward, like just take action, do something. That's
Yeah.
what I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you
So
one
yeah.
thing. Oh, sorry, Kevin. I thought you were finished.
No, I was just closing off my statement.
One thing that's kind of interesting, me and my daughter talked about the Bible. She came to me here a while back about getting the Bible, and then it just kind of one of those conversations we just kind of got lost with life, with everything that's going on for her and me trying to learn how to live with somebody full time and being a full time dad. And teenage daughters, that's interesting. And then, Dad, I need this. I am cr bloating. Da. I'm like, oh, I got friends that are women. Did it help? Help.
That's why I'm so grateful for my wife. She does all of that, and I do all the dude stuff.
And unfortunately, my daughter doesn't have that right now. Unfortunately, and I won't go into detail on that,
I
but.
understand it's rough, and I feel your pain. I really do.
She sent me a link to a Bible that's got in it. It's got a chart that you can check off for a year. It sets out a
Oh,
goal
cool.
list for a year within it. King James Bible, probably about the best. In my opinion, there's stuff that should be left in, but that's for a different day. She on and off has watched Charlie Kurt stuff on and off for the last few years too, herself. She's kind of told me that. She sent me some stuff of his, and she's starting to form her opinions and everything else. She says like she says I like him, but there's some stuff I don't agree with him. But I think the reason why she doesn't agrees with some of it because her age level and her understanding that will come. I probably haven't been the best at fostering her beliefs. I'm kind of winging it like my parents did with me, because we've seen it in our community, people, it's been, you've got to go to church, you got to go on a mission, da da da, and those kids are completely 180, went the other direction. Way too much pressure on that. Again, I'm not bashing the way they did there. That's just my observation. I don't want that for my kid. Same with my parents. My parents didn't force us. When it comes up to time to be baptized, I was excited for it. At my age, for some reason, I understood a little bit better than anybody else. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the ADHD squirrel brain I've got, but I understood things. Because I've seen things, not of this realm, I guess you could say, throughout my whole life. So I was ready. My
Yeah,
daughter, at the same time, was ready.
you're a psychic medium. We know.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I've been told I'm empathic, but whatever you want to call it, I don't know. I still question it every day. When it came time to baptize my kids, before we did it, I pulled aside, hey, just because me and your mom want you to do this, if you don't want to do this right now, we'll go home, we'll go get a cheeseburger, we'll get a malt, we can circle back another time when you're older. course, there was people like, "Oh, you do?" It's like, no, this is their choice. This is their freedom of free will to learn to how to start exercising their free will. And that's what Charlie Kirk did. By having those debates, those conversations to educate people, not only the gospel of Jesus Christ, but how to be a good person. And I'll tell you what, I'm 40 years old. He's 31 years old, was 31 years old. I wish I was that his age. I'm slowly getting somewhat there. I don't think I'll ever be there.
I read a
But
statement from him that said his whole mission was to teach critical thinking. That was it. Period. End of story.
thank you. That's where I was gonna. That's where it was sitting back there. I was trying to bring that out. But thanks to these guys. I'm very blessed to have my inner circle, our tribe. And I was not thinking about that this morning. I threw a post on Facebook about that. I wouldn't be where I'm at today with my business, even though I'm struggling with it. I'm probably gonna need a part-time job. But I don't want to give up. I'm not going to give up. I can't give up. I have this. There's parts of me at the end of the day. There's days I've been struggling since this and before. I watch those videos of people go out in the woods and they build this little cabin and everything else. And I'm like, I'll watch this. I'll binge watch that for hours laying in bed when I can't sleep. With everything going on in the world, it's like, the daughter gets old enough and gets on her own feet and doing anything else. That's not a bad lifestyle. I could sell everything, get supplies, and just poof. But how do we keep the torch going for Charlie Kirk? Kevin's doing his part. How do I do it? I'm going to start sharing my beliefs a little bit. Having that, a prayer, just having a prayer, just say a prayer, be thankful, share a message of thankfulness.
Not only that, Mike has made a very nice, generous donation to my cause as well, which means that you did something in order to honor this memorial and take this forward.
Yes. And but how do we, I think we need to, especially right now with all everything going on, I think folks, it's up to you. My recommendation, start pulling this back from your kids. Let them be kids. Get
Kids
them
need to be
outside.
kids.
Let them go play with worms. Let them eat a few worms. I mean, I ate a few worms because, my family's weird. We've eat bugs. We, weird stuff. So go do that. Go play with the dirt. Go earth. Go earth. Earthing. Whatever. God, there's so much going on here, and it's just sorry.
My immediate thought, because I'm also ADHD, when you talked about eating worms, I was thinking, did you ever stick one up your nose and do the spaghetti thing
No, but I
between
can see you doing it. I'm pretty sure
the
Kevin did
mouth with
that.
the worm? I did not.
Oh, I've
I
done it
could
with
never figure
spaghetti,
out how
but
to
not
put
with an
anything
earthworm.
in there.
Let them go play with dirt. Leave the kids alone. Let them be kids. Have faith. Pray at night, regardless of how you believe. I don't care. Just say a prayer with your family. Have that bonding time. Turn the TV off. Let's put our phones down.
I saw a recent quote, and this is probably highly inappropriate, but it said if your kid is, say, 10, 12, 13, and they're transgender, you have a mental illness. If they're over 18, then they do. And I was
Yes.
like, and it's not about being transgender. Again, I have a really close friend that is one, and they're the coolest person you'll ever meet. But it's not the actual words, it's the principle. And that's again critical thinking. It's don't indoctrinate kids to believe in exactly what you do. And it goes back to like where I told my kids, like, you can go explore the LDS church, you can go explore the Christian church, you can whatever, make up your own mind, do you, and create your own beliefs and your own life.
You know, I was always told in my home that you can believe what you want and we're okay with what you want to believe, but remember, it's my house. And I stand by that. I wish my son for the best. I want him to be a good person. I want him to make his own decisions. But at the end of the day, we've all said, you're my son first. Later we can be friends. And that was the same thing with my dad. No, I'm your dad first. Later we can be friends. And I didn't understand it at the time. I do completely understand it now. But
I think you'll
if
have that
we're
effect on you.
and if we're ever going to be able to come back to where we were, how it was, we got to be able to talk to somebody, have our differences, and still be friends.
And learn to control our emotions during those debates because, as you seen earlier, I got a little heated up and then Kevin popped in to help me out.
And
Learn.
that's the big thing is, I'm probably gonna piss people off on this, but I don't
Do
care.
it. That's okay. Go for it.
People are like, oh, I'm manic depressive, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. Okay, cool.
What are you doing about it?
What are you doing? My wife wants me to go and talk to a psychiatrist. I talked to him for 4 weeks and I said, I'm done with this. And she goes, why? I went, because I can go outside and sit in the grass with bare feet and listen to the birds and have the exact same effect. Now, I'm different than everybody else. I can go fishing and have that same thing. I can go four wheeling and have that same thing.
Unless I spray rocks at you.
Yeah, that would really
We
freaking hurt, jerk.
say
That's for another time, but
that out of love. That is said with great
yeah, we
love.
do. But that's the thing is we have got to get back to where we can disagree and not hate the other person. Me and Mike, we disagree on stuff. That's okay. Me and Kevin, we disagree on stuff. That's
Pineapple
okay.
belongs on pizza. I don't care what anybody says. Sorry.
But that's the thing is people nowadays, they strive to be right, not correct. And people want to say right and correct are the same thing, and they're not.
Nope.
To be right isn't correct. Being correct is me and Kevin, we have been friends since elementary school. Now, here's the thing. We didn't really hang out because we hung out with different friends. We knew of each other, but we never really hung out. And then all of a sudden, after high school, we reconnect. And, Kevin does one thing, I do my thing. The right thing is to be, hey, you do this, I do that. The correct thing is, what's up, dude? It has been decades since I've seen you. How you doing? And we need to get back to that. I've lost plenty of friends because of my political beliefs and my personal moral beliefs, and I'm okay with that. If that's how that it people want to do it, then I'm okay with allowing people to walk away.
And I had the same, I got a friend, this thought ties into what you're saying there. I have a friend that has, I think, is starting to develop TDS. And I kind of chuckle of it, but he sends me stuff and I just ignore it. I don't open it up anymore. It's like, whatever, dude. We've had our conversations. The laws are the laws. Sorry, you don't like it. If you don't like it, run for office. Get out there and give your speech. Get people to behind you and vote and go see if you can change those laws.
It's like the post that I make that constantly that straight up just say stop bitching and start doing.
Yes.
And
So.
Brad brought up a point like, so I can't get into details, but I had a conversation with somebody recently and they said, well, what's your style? And I said, well, if you come to me with a problem, I want you to have a solution or an idea of how to have one. Otherwise, all you're doing is whining, and I'm not going to give you the time of day.
So, September 10th is going to go down in history as a day the world definitely changed. I think it was on the almost on the level of 9/11 and other events before. The next day, people came together. Nothing burnt to the ground. People embraced each other of all walks of life. Because one man wanted to have a conversation.
He changed the world.
How do we feel that? We carry the torch on and do something. His wife is, I just seen that they just announced that she is now ahead of the Turning Point USA. She's the CEO.
Also in Utah, we're going to have another event September 30th up in Logan, I think it is, USU.
Sweet.
Turning Points holding it. I don't know who will be there. I know Ben Shapiro announced that he's still going to do his tours.
Good. Because you can't silence truth.
So we being he's definitely doing his part to continue the legacy, the mission, the message. And there's so much hatred, like, oh, all Charlie did was spread hate, and he's misogynistic and he's racist and transphobic. No. So I employ the idea of critical thinking instead of seeing and believing at the same time, because I can post anything online right now. I could go out there and say, oh, I live next door to our terrorist, our shooter, our murderer, whatever you want to call him. And people would believe me. It would be bullshit, but they wouldn't do their due diligence. I could say I went to high school with him. I'm 36 years old. He's 22,
Ooh, I
21,
think
something like that.
22.
And people would believe that. And that's horse crap, because all they do is, you see something, you believe it.
Yeah,
No.
and
If you see something, and maybe you should, right after that, do some research.
yeah, like I tell people, like say something off the internet. Oh, so it's on the internet, it must be true, right?
No.
If it's on the internet, it must be true. Somebody made a video of it. It must be true. It's the only gospel.
Been saying that for 20 years. It was on the internet. It has to be true.
Yeah, we're dating
Yeah.
ourselves. Well, let's
I
wrap
know.
this up, gentlemen. I watched that speech of Mrs. Kurt, and I saw the fire in her eyes, and I think it lit up a lot of other people. They went from eight, however many chapters they had,
They
over
had
to
over 32,000
seven.
requests for new chapters
Yes. I've seen up
so
to
far.
54,000
Oh,
now.
yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
32 is earlier this week. Now it's 54. You're
That
right.
gives me hope for our country, our society, and for the world. To see people in South Africa, to England, to New Zealand, and everywhere else in between, even Seoul, South Korea, and Japan. People sitting there telling Charlie Kirk, holding up signs, peace, love.
It's not that hard. We can disagree. We don't have to hate.
We need less this, more fishing poles, I think.
I think my closing message is we can have an open dialogue. We can have a conversation. We can coexist. You've seen those bumper stickers everywhere for years. Coexist, right? Whether it be religion, whether it be political beliefs, whether whatever, I don't care. It's not hard to respect people, respect their opinion, and not press it on anyone else.
Brad, after your closing statements, I'm going to pick on you, ask you for a closing prayer.
No.
Peace?
No. I'm going to make you say it.
No, I'm not very good.
Oh yeah, buddy, it's your podcast.
Yeah,
Anyways,
but I'm gonna ask you.
so my big statement is, learn when you're in a conversation, instead of listening to answer, listen to understand and then reply. If we could just learn that, so much would change.
I can't tell you how many times I can tell my kids, listen to understand, not to respond.
That's a good idea. I say my closing kind of statement here is pray. Pray on it before you say it. Hold your family a little closer. Be respectful of others' opinions, even though you may not agree with them. Let's stop with the hate. Let's vote the hate out. We all want to have our families chase our little dreams, build our little empire, I guess you could say. But you can do it without being an asshole. Like we did on that one podcast. Don't be a dick. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior who came here, died for our sins to redeem the world. And then that saying, it don't matter. That's it, the fact. You may not agree with that, but you can take that up with the Almighty when you get there. Because we will all face there. I have seen things in this world that I have no doubt there is another side. There is an afterlife. There might be a step before you get to heaven, yes. Even though I do have my self-doubts sometimes, but then I say a prayer and that goes away. Be a good person. Raise good humans. People are not going to 100% align with each other. And that's okay. Be okay with not being okay. Brad, will you mind marching us out with a prayer, please? Short, quick.
No, I don't want to. I didn't look at the teacher. I would be okay with that. Dearly Father, we're
I too.
thankful. Ha.
But sorry.
It's okay. Dearly Father, we're thankful that we're able to come together and be able to speak to each other and be able to understand each other's feelings. We ask thee now to put a blessing upon our country that we may be able to grow together as a country and be able to understand each other's feelings and be able to understand what everybody is trying to speak of. We ask thee that as we continue to march forward, that we may be able to grow together and be able to grow together in a way that we have understanding and love in our hearts. We ask these things in thy son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. One
Amen.
more thing. Mrs. Kurt, you're not alone. You're not alone. And I hope and I pray we can live up to Charlie Kurt's standards.
I know we have our differences sometimes. I love you guys.
Amen.
Love you too, bro.
Normally, I would say stay sharp, America, but you know what? In the words of Charlie Kirk, Kevin.
Faith, family, freedom. That's a future worth fighting for.
Amen. Thanks for joining. Thanks, guys. I will post this. Stand by.